was the heaviest job.
There was lots of heavy, other heavy jobs too. It was only in a way as heavy as you made them. For instance, my father and myself used to fetch in the hay, loose hay.
Yes.
And we heckled them around 25 tons of water. And we'd go to them. My father was a strong man too. He was bigger than me. Heavier than me, but no way was he tougher.
No way was he tougher.
No. And we would take the carts to the field and he packed the loads, which was an easy job. I thought, stuff up to him. Fetch them into the hacket, you see. I thought, up to him. He was like, need us to the work.
That is hard. Well, what's this hacket? That word, is it hacket or hacket?
Oh, the hacket.
The hacket.
It's where we store.
Oh, the haggard. Yes, I see. I always called it the haggard. I didn't know you said hacket.
Well,
that's where the stacks were.
Yes. Well, now, that's the thing I would suggest to you. Immediately ask if you don't understand.
Yeah. I should have known that word. It's a very important place.
Well, I'm not sure how that is spelled sometimes. H-A-double-G. Double G, but some spell it H-A-K.
No, not in my
hacket.
Not in my
And, well, there was heavy work going, but I would emphasize that from my early sickness, I have been reasonably fit.
A good life here, then.
Eh?
A good life here on this place.
I went into Nobles some years ago, with a twisted bowel.
Started with appendix.
Oh.
And I was operated on, and the doctor came to me the next morning. You're feeling all right? He said, yes, I think you are too, he said. You know you haven't eaten for the temperature. I can't believe it. You could go through the operation that you had without a temperature. And you're fit enough to have that do that operation again today.
Yeah.
But no, I was amazingly fit.
Good.
Now never mind me. Carry on.
Let me ask, how did you all meet each other?
Pardon?
How did you all meet each other?
Oh, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
I better tell you that. How on earth did we meet each other? That's what he's wondering. Yeah. You see, she was, and still is, for that matter, very nice looking. I didn't even know her. Until people came to the farm down across the fields here. And she came up here. I'll put it together and you can correct me where I'm wrong.
But we sold milk. We had given milk to a camp down in Houston. Mm-hmm. hadn't enough to supply them.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted some more, so I came up here for to see if these folk could spare any of theirs, if they weren't selling them.
Yes.
You know, that's the way we first met. And he was going through his arms out there in the back of him, holding the joysters and going through his arms. And I say, we're mad.
Yeah.
Tell me that I've heard since that was rather a unique thing to be able to do.
You're holding the joysters? What was the word?
Yeah.
The joists of the roof, yes.
And
the joists
of the ceiling, yes.
Yes, we built it.
I was gripping joists like that. The joists go that way, you see.
Yes.
And I was gripping one joist and that. Not round them. You understand?
Yes.
Just gripping like that and go through the arms. That's what I was at when she came to the door.
You're showing off.
I was showing off, you see, showing me my physique, and she said, I think it was, you silly ass.
No, I didn't. I said you were mad.
Something like that. An old me father said, "Who's all right?" I've done the scores of times. Yes, and I went down the field with you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Come across that tree field and we sat on the edge of the boundary edge between the two farms. And the magic word was spoken. And I don't know which way it was anyway, but that's how we had it to do.
Where were you born?
I was born out in Mullen.
Oh.
A place called Close Moor. Malacone, you know Malacone?
I don't, I just know sort of where Old London Church is.
Oh yes, well, it's better on the London Church. And, no, I wasn't born there, I was born out of Robert Lattice.
You've only got to take it from 5 and a half, seat lot, it's there, it's a bit long.
I was born in a place called Robert
Lattice.
Then my parents went to a farm called Baldoon.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that on the map, I think.
And I was 3 years old when they went to Close Moor. I remember it.
You can remember?
They were all down there. I remember all the folk that had went out, like, and they were angry that they had to go out. I don't know what reason he had to go out for, but I would think it was, relatives that owned the farm, and they weren't paying up. So they were angry that my parents had taken the lease of the farm, and they pulled the paper all off the kitchen logs, and I can remember crying.
Oh, yes.
I wanted this paper from my book. My grandmother went out with us. And she cut the flour on the paste and made some paste and pasted it up all back up on the wall again.
Oh, you're probably happier then.
Well, I remember that quite clearly. I can see it yet, all hanging down on the floor.
As a girl, what sort of farm work did you do to help out?
Pardon?
How did you help out on the farm?
What sort of work were you doing on the farm yourself?
All sorts.
All sorts?
Yes. Housework and all. There was only one brother and myself.
Oh.
He was quite a lot older than I was.
Would you ever work in the fields?
Yes, I worked in the fields. I also used to go in the summertime up to the bungalow.
You know where the bungalow is?
Tapas Naval.
Yes, I've been by there.
Well, I went to Tapas Naval once, or 2 summers, as cashier. So then I didn't like that, and there was no action at all sitting there at all. I couldn't do it. So the boss said, well, take on the bar. He said, you have plenty of action there. Well, I thought, now you. So that's good. I struck for the rest of the time. But then I was home all the winter.
What were the earliest jobs you had to do when you were a boy on the farm?
What was
the earliest jobs when you were a boy that you
had to do? I've done this last night, was it? Yeah, before that. Cleaning the muck out of the cows before I go to school.
Oh. Dirty job.
Eh?
A dirty job.
Yeah. I have always wondered why this, it was this way, but this is the sort of a life that we lived as a family. I'm one of five, really. Two younger and two older. Everybody in the house, including the little, I don't know about the first, the babies, had to be out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was the unwritten law. Out onto the yard. I used to clean the cows out. You'd have old boots on.
Must have been a year or two then.
Eh?
It must have been a year or two when you started that work.
And my brother was 6 years older than me. He was tending the horses and stables. And my father was feeding stock. And other little incidents, the pig wanted feed, the hen wanted feed, the rest of it. My brother was 6 years old than sister 3 years older than me. By the way, she's over in the nursing home, Peter. She's going to her 90 years. And into breakfast at 7. And if you weren't into breakfast, my goodness, the world would stop. At 7 o'clock for breakfast, you got, oh yes, plenty of porridge and herring, bacon, and plenty of rough good food. And then we left home, get ready, get yourself ready. And we left home. I didn't go to school with my brother. He had left. Sister and myself were leaving home at 8 o'clock on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hour. Walking out in the morning road, down the link road, right down to school. Never late.
Never late.
No.
No, it wasn't the scholars that had the distance to go, there was late going to school, it was the ones that lived in close.
Yes, they were amazing.
There was always some jobs for you to do before your breakfast.
How about this fellow over here? Was he a good helper when he was a little boy?
Yes. Well, look here, we must accept he did what he could do. But there wasn't a lot. He wasn't able to do a lot. Condition he was in.
He was born with a hole in the heart.
Oh, really?
How do you know that?
Congenital heart.
Well, I knew you had a fancy heart operation, but I didn't. Was that what it was for? So you had to take it easy.
He wasn't able to do very good. He died a tractor. He was good at that.
When did you get your first tractor?
39
Oh,
years that I bought that in 39.
39 or 41?
No, 39. 39 or 40.
What's that?
When you got the first tractor.
Oh.
Little Alice. Little Alice, you see, it was, maybe not have been 39, it was the start of 39, and September 39, it was probably 40.
Probably
1940.
Prior to that period of time, it was all only power and farms and houses. And I was, I could do anything with houses. And,
what you didn't do anything? What you mean?
I could do anything with houses.
Yes.
I used to flow competitions.
Is that the plow, the straightest furrow?
Yes,
sure.
Oh, there they are.
Oh.
Two missing. Where's the other two?
Well, I don't know where they are, boy.
Oh,
over by the room, I think.
There's two more than that. Wow.
That was the first funny one, the center one.
Yes.
1921.
This one says
1941. Yes, 1921 he won the first. Not the center one, I mean. Yes.
Oh, yes, it was the one that fell down. Quite nice.
The big one on the right
that
is around.
Yes, I have. It's a little big picture.
Right.
I can adjust it where I think it'll take me here. Let's try it. Yes, I'll try to get one with your cups in the background. How about that? I think I should get it. Okay. Did you win these by plowing a straight furrow?
Right.
Let me get you in it this time.
Then when my brother went to the army, I just had to do a lot.
Oh, yes.
And I was, you know, all these dairies down here, especially one of them, one of them was, and I was getting stuck. And I couldn't get them out. Keep the horses. You know, You know what a swingle tree is?
A single tree? That's what we call it. You, how do you say it?
Swingle
tree. Is it what comes right behind the horse's heels?
Yes.
Yes. We call it a single, a single tree, and you call it a swingle tree.
Yes.
Mine says Breathek.
Which my father called Breathek.
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 My name was Breathek.
So you'd have to take your Breathek in one hand, away from the plough, and steer the horse along with the other hand, and turn them round about and hook them to the back of it, the other end of the plough, and to pull them to the back. I've had to do that, not often, but you see. But it was put on me to do it. You had to struggle on. I couldn't say I can't do it.
But he was only a small chap, you see. He never grew until after the speeding horse.
Oh, so you were small when you were five.
Yes. The worst was the diphtheria that very robbed me of this. But apart from that, yes, it must be accepted, I think, that Fleming was born into me. I was a champion.
What did you have to do in a plowing contest? Did you have to plow a straight furrow?
Yeah, it was straight, you could go home.
It had to be a straight, there was nothing a shot.
Oh my.
If it wasn't a straight, you could go home.
If you'll remind me, I never had a snap taken up to actually do the job. Now, without laboring you in any way, I had an uncanny ability. Well, horses, I had to say, not animals, really, this girl here going to the couch, but with horses, I could get them to do almost anything. For instance, I've done this more than once, and this field out along the side out here. I was doing it for just fun. For the ego of doing it. You start at the bottom and you set pegs in the land so far apart for marks for you. What we call sightings.
Sightings, yes.
And you have them go up through the field. Well, me and me glory, if you may say, I had two horses, two. Male horses. One I called Sam, and the other Mont. See? And you add at the bottom, drive them to the bottom of the field and turn them on up there. No marks whatever, but there'd be a post at the top of the field.
Yes.
See? And start off. And I can see, yes, I can see almost as straight as a shot of a gun. No lines, no means of directing them, only with your tongue.
No reins.
No reins. I'd lap them up.
Hang them on the horn.
On the horn. On the aim.
Yes.
Start them to pull.
Guide them with a tongue.
What kind of noises would you make?
Very little.
There it is.
What sort of noises would...
To the horses.
What would you be speaking to?
What would you say?
More like the language you use, hardly you would hear me.
But what words
were
you using?
Oh, yes. Well, Sam was the most intelligent of the two.
Yes.
But the monk was brilliant and cooperative. Sam was the most intelligent. We'd stand off, fill in the gold. And if we were going that way, silly this lady, you see, come on, Sam. And I said, hey, you go a little bit too fast. I just move over, wouldn't move over like this at all, but just where his foot was here this time, it would like to land a little bit further than he takes. Come on, Sam. A little bit too far. Back then, G back. Back, I was using my G in the room, but come on, G back.
Did you use G and haw to mean right and left?
Come on, there was come left, come right. Come left, rather. G back. Right. Have you got that? Is that what you use?
We use G for right, but we use ha for left.
I was competing. I was blowing in a match over the other part of the island. Your month wasn't very suitable in a competition because he was strapped. Big feet.
Yes.
I had a little borrowed thing in the powder, a little small feet, and I had Sam on the other side. And this thing in the powder was head down, going all over the place, but it didn't matter. Sam was there. It was incredible. If you were speaking to some of my own friends, Toby Crow said, I'll never forget him. He was human because this horse come up the field regardless of everything. Easy Sam, he would ease down. You stop at one from the up the hill. Gently then. Oh, what are you talking about? Have you had anything to do with that?
Just when I was a boy, we had a mule, and then we would have a mare sometimes too. I never learned to handle them. My father could handle them very well. Did you miss it when you started using the tractor and had to go up the horses?
I never liked sitting on a tractor.
You never liked it? Was it boring for you?
I never liked it at all.
Did you like it, John? The tractor?
Oh, well, all the things I could do.
I've just emphasized to you the qualities of Sam, the horse. But he had another quality too. No trouble whatever to plow an acre a day or an acre and a half a day. Step over. Fetch him down to the competition. It always took a little while, but tone him down for competition work. Marvelous marvelous. That was all I'm going to do for that thing.
You carry on. You carry on.
Don't
let that one be. Talk to her. She's champion of telling lies.
We know who tells the lies.
Well, she's joking now. But it's the God's truth. I could make up lies when I was that big.
Did your parents speak Manx at home?
No, not really. Lots of, you know, broken bits and that, but not really, but my grandparents did.
Oh, you hear it.
My grandparents would sit the fires going on in Manx. They wouldn't tell you how it was.
Oh.
You would pick up odd words.
John, do you want to tell some things now? Let's see.
We kept a lot of pigs.
This was Clough Moor?
Yes.
When we were out of Clough Moor.
And there was two sows had a litter of 12 each. And when this came on, 4 weeks or so, we started them off to feed them. Well, my mother, there was an old gentleman living in the farm next to us, alone, but he kept a couple of cows. And he couldn't do no churning for himself, that made him butterly. And he used to ask me mother for to come once a week for to do the churning for him. And my father and mother would go over to a balcony of a night, and the mother would do the churning. Well, he had no use for the buttermilk. And he used to say, take it home with you to the pigs. Well, these little pigs were getting that buttermilk mixed in their feed. And there was no time at all until the pigs started. As soon as they would come to the trough where they'd eat their feed, they were gone like in a fit. And they'd be on their back and kick on their forefeet.
Oof.
In there, 4, 5, or 6 of them all at a time. Well, they would come out of that, you would shake them, take them up, and shake them, and let them come down again. Well, my grandmother was great on the charms, like, and of course, that was the old medicine thing. And the persuaded my mother for to go to Nan Wade.
Who was Nan Wade now?
Well, I don't know who she was anymore, and that she was Nan Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in Santon.
Santon? She lived in
Santon, yes. And
you must say, though, that she was reputed to be able to cure these serious and mysterious illnesses. In other words, she was associated with the unknown.
Yeah.
Well, my mother wouldn't go alone, so I would go with her. We took the train from Douglas out to Santana, I remember. hidden off at Sandton Station, and we didn't know what way to go. Well, there was some person after quite a while, there was some person came along and asked the way, the name. He put us up at footpath through a couple of three fields. But we could see the trees where the house was. And on our way up there, we met a chap coming with a pair of horses. He had been ploughing up there. And he said, you're on the right way. Go ahead. So we went up there and hit the door. My mother made the business and we were invited in. And in the front room, she said, tell me mother, she said, she'd be down in a minute or two. So then as she went by, we arrived and wanted to know what the pedigree like. But mother never told her that she'd been getting this milk at all. She never told her that. Well, she said, sit where you are, she said, I'll be a little while. Back. And we waited there quite a while, it wasn't the best part of an hour. And we arrived back with a little parcel with her. She said, boil half what there was in this parcel tonight at 12 o'clock. And when it's on the fire boiling, she said, does some person come to your door wanting something unusual, but don't let them in, she said. And well, they were going to boil this stuff, of course, at night. I wouldn't go to bed, I wanted to be in it too. There were enough. As soon as the stove started to boil, there was a knock on the door. It made the flesh creep.
Yeah,
wasn't easy. So, he sat quiet and nothing said. He knocked more than once. And he had to get the window. We never put a blind on the window because the light of the windows were company if you were out on the roads. Coming home at night, you see. So, but this night there was a blind put on in darkness. And he has left the window. And he went away. Well, when he was gone, the stuff was taken out and he had to wash the pigs with.
What is making the boiling?
With the stuff and it cooled like you wash the pig's backs, put some on each pig's back. And well, that was done. And next day, my grandmother arrived at the house and she said, oh, well, your kennel was here last night, she said. Well, yes, we knew there was some person, but what did he want? We wanted a blend of an alarm clock. Rather unusual. But the man with told me, mother, you're getting something from some person. He said, did you give him these pigs? It was causing it. And this chap that was at the door was that man's son.
That man's son.
Did
it work? Did it cure the pigs?
Well, yes, all that had survived up to then, to that time, did live.
What did you do with the other half of the haggage?
Well, what they lived was sold, of course, but
the other half of the haggage.
Well, the other lot was given to them to drink.
Oh, in their food.
That was boiled like and given to them in the food.
Is that about it?
Yeah.
But now you must tell them about
the chappie that was coming over the hills to see you, and he wanted to see the pigs. The pigs is there, in the pig man.
That fella used to say, could look over the hedge and kill a thing in the field by looking over the hedge.
Mm. And he was going to see the pigs before he'd go home, and he'd be poking them up with the walking stick. And this is the yard, she tells me.
And that pig would be let out of the house, he would follow that man's threats.
Straight up to where he would get over the mountain hedge on the way home.
You steal pigs that way.
But that's rather
uncanny.
I was afraid to live with that for a while. The story of the head. While we're on pigs, you see, here I'm talking about the pig, you see, well, she was put in that house out there. Now, a little bit vague here. I'm not sure whether that is the sound, but to that. And we're in the house, she wouldn't put her mouth on you. And we, the chappie here, building a boiler house, and an old fisherman, was reputed to be a bit delving into the known to like, as you might say. And my father said to him, sow pigs, if that sink. Oh, he's a big boy, said him. Oh, he said, I, and what's up with that? Don't in the meantime, my mother, who was quite superstitious, I might say, she wasn't far removed from the days. She had heard, to quote mother's turn, certain people could put bad eyes on them, you see. And there was a certain neighbor here, just prior to the sound, David Bowie. That's it. I've got the sweeping brush.
That's true.
Oh, yes, it's true. The sweeping brush in the bucket. And we took through the yard, there. To the first crossroads, the road broke across here, another one comes along, you see. It had to be at the first crossroads. She swept all the dust and the dirt off it, where this certain person had walked in. And very meticulously went in on the south pig and threw it all over, and she was lying sick and ready.
Read it carefully on the south.
Yes.
Now,
well, it didn't make any difference.
No difference.
To the pig, only made her perhaps a little bit less clean than she was. And then that happened. You see, she did that before my father told the mason. And then my father told the mason. In olden days, you didn't want to tell anybody if the thing was sick.
I see.
Oh,
closely guarded secret that anything was sick.
So he told his own Kelly that...
Oh,
he said. Well, he said, I was there. And go and get 3 South Herons. I get 3 of them. They're all South Herons. I said, and throw them, he said, in the trough to her. And if she won't eat that, he said, you can start to dig a hole. Word for word. The 3 South Heron was through in the trough. My God, she jumped out of the straw. She was at them before they got in the trough.
All she needed.
Never looked back.
Aye, but they
had to
let her out. The first, the first place she went.
Down to the water.
Well,
if they let the sow out, she would have cured herself.
Yes.
Thirsty.
Just the South Heron would do that. Aye, man. See, it's a sow, it's a pig's nature, you see. It must root.
Oh, yes.
To get there, landing.
We must get sufficient drink.
Oh, there's a close quarter of the first. Yeah. It does look like a shot.
Well, it's crumpled a bit.
Goodness.
It was pretty good.
It's a long field, isn't it?
Yes, well, I think, if I remember right, that was 7.5 inch from top to top. 7.5 inches wide and 6 inches deep. Only one foot I ever plowed 7 inches wide and 5.5 inches. That's a bit small. Now they plow a foot and 18 inches wide.
It's not the old one.
An old swing plow. Old smithy leaf swing.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The smith's
a shot,
next. Oh, well, there was The old chap that was going to get to me, the one fellow in the office.
He cared what
we would be. Well, well, the... Well, he said he would be well, I can't see, he would say, how they can get inside of us. Sometimes. Well, a
if I can walk straight. See? You would turn on me like a mad dog. You always have been straight.
Always have been
straight. He said, why can't you be straight next time? If you're not decent straight, I won't be at the end.
Oh.
I won't be at the end, then you get told.
I won't be at the end of it, he said. I went, I'm pretty straight on. Yeah, I had another idea. Carry on.
I would ask you one more question about the story of the pig that turned into a horse. What did your mother say when you told her about all that? Did she react?
Well, I don't seem to have the answer to that somehow. No.
I was wondering if she thought fairies would have had something to do with it.
Well, yes, it was accepted that the fairies was at work.
Why were the fairies so witched
up? The what? The butch. Butch. I'm not to be witch, but he was dead. I think that would be about right. I cannot just say much about what my mother said. The evil eye or cross. He is really tagged. That's all plague like me. You're only seeing my ear.
Exactly, you were asleep.
Yes.
Or you listen up happily ahead. Happily ahead.
That really tagged.
Yeah.
She waved down to you.
Who's laid back there?
Taken on the coach the year we were up at the Highlands. When was that, Michael? You can't see much. We were up at the Highlands, sure.
Where did you get that?
Eh?
Where did you get that?
Arnold Callan gave it to me. Oh,
Why, 20 years ago,
anyway. And he said, tell me if we keep it. Next 20 years, he said, as good as I've kept it the last 20. I just think it was a nip out of the dry kept it.
Well, I'm thinking, I wanted to ask if you remembered a vicar, a vicar of the parish of Lonan named John Quine.
Yes.
Do you remember him at all?
Where's the rest of this going?
Where's the wallet?
I thought he might be a sort of a stern clergyman, is he? Was he?
And he'd get up in the pulpit. You'd hardly tell a word he said.
Oh, really?
He called him Bumblebum.
Oh, dear.
He had a very decent, booming voice.
Oh.
Came down to here, see, our nearest chapel, and we were encouraged to go to chapel, our nearest chapel was called Rye. It was a primitive. We weren't Christians. Over the years, they're Methodists. They're all Methodists. But Dundrine was the primitive. Would be full for the door every Sunday night. Well attended. Well then, we got married. chapel very often. We lived upon the tops of the cottage. We went to chapel very often. We would have to carry it there or carry it back here. And life kind of changed a little bit. And then again, after the 1930s and so on, for some reason or other, I was made a parish commissioner. Looking after the parish and the needy and so on. I served a while on the poor law guardian and the endowment committee, which I'm still one of those. And while you were involved in those things, you were brought into church. You understand what I mean? You were really of necessity brought into the church. As a commissioner, you had to expected to go to Civic Sunday, where your officials are being catered for. That has brought us into the church. Oh, I read the best in the church in the Church of England, actually.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I think at the present time, maybe, although I prefer the Methodist service, ideas. I think I'm going to church more myself, more than nothing before God. She's a Methodist. She was to go to church with me on specification. She on the day we got married, she went with me. She walked to school, you know.
Walked to school?
How far was it? Because we were
2 miles today.
2 miles.
Back.
Out to the what was the National School?
Yeah.
Okay, to Ramsey Road.
Oh, the Ramsey Road, yeah.
Yeah. And had you to pay in those days?
Well, when I first went, I paid 3 pounds a week.